Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, as you come into this game here today against the New York Rangers, you look back maybe on that last game against Ottawa. Took a couple periods to get going in that one. I know Tuukka was very good. How would you kind of evaluate your team as you look forward to the Rangers this afternoon?
Oh, we didn't have our legs early on. You know, they checked really hard, really well. You know, took some of our, more dangerous offensive players, tried to take them out of the game by really limiting their space. They did a good job with it. And eventually we hung around. Tuukka was good when he had to be. You know, they were off net with a few of their chances. And then all of a sudden the third period rolled around. We seemed to find our game a little more. Maybe late second where we started stringing together a few plays. And at the end of the day, made enough of them. Not a lot, but enough to win.
You know, you start to look at streaks, and you've got a good winning streak going right now, but when you see some maybe bad habits start to creep in, then you get a little concerned. Is there any concern right now with your team?
Well, my concern is, as always, you know, play a full 60 minutes. We haven't done that in a long time. We found ways to win. Our group is good at identifying, hey, we haven't been at our best, but we're right there. Let's play the right way and get back to our games. Eventually, we do get around to it, and different players step up from night to night. Obviously, our top guys have done a lot of that. But the other night, it was, you know, a nice play by Lindholm and Nordstrom and Gaunce. They kept the puck alive and eventually found the open guy, and Z buries it. So right now, I think that's the important part for us. We're in a busy stretch. We're without some guys that maybe we rely on. But at the end of the day, it's next man up, and let's get everyone involved. I thought Bjork and Crowley have stepped up their game in Berge's absence. Made a few more things happen offensively, so that'll help us too.
There was a lot of line juggling that went on the other night, but probably because of what you were talking about and how Ottawa checked. Do you go back to the regular lines here today? I know you had a couple lineup changes, but go back to the regular ones?
Yeah, Krejci will go between Marsh and Pasta. All that was to separate. You know, we put Coyle and Marsh, and we put Krejci and Pasta eventually, and see how they responded, because they had the one Pageau line that's done a real good job this year, and see if another line would be able to check, you know, the one that Pageau wasn't against. And whether that had anything to do with the outcome of the game, who knows, but that was the thinking behind it. Let's free them up a little bit, or try to. We got going a little bit. Krejci still played with Jake, who he's very comfortable with. So I thought at the end of the day it was a little bit out of necessity in terms of we were a little flat, so I've done that in the past to try to, you know, see if that'll, you know, kind of get us going. And I did it out of matchup situations on the road where I thought our top guys were getting neutralized.
Z came up with a huge goal for you in that game, and a big game as well. And it's back-to-back for him. I mean, he kind of – does he still kind of amaze you sometimes at what he's capable of doing?
Yeah, in that game for sure. He was arguably our – I think he was our best defenseman. Played a lot of minutes. Seemed to have more juice than some of the other guys for whatever reason. I mean, obviously well-conditioned athlete, but you know, typically our other D are pretty good on back-to-back too. That hasn't been a problem for us a lot about our conditioning. Our guys are pretty good that way, and we've tried to manage minutes going into those situations. But you know, a couple of our D were having a tough time. They were fighting the puck, or they weren't moving their feet, or both, and as a result we weren't clean early on. But good for Z. He's a leader in our team. He stepped up at the right time when we needed it, and I'm happy for him, but happy we were able to gut out the win even though we didn't have our A game.
Got the New York Rangers here this afternoon. Last time you played them, you were able to score, but they also were able to score against you, especially in that third period. What have you seen from them, and where do you have to attack them?
Well, where we have to attack them is through the neutral zone. I don't think they defend the blue line as stiff as Ottawa will the other night, so we should be able to get some entries that way. And then in zone, sorting out their coverages. I think they got a lot of young guys that are offensive-minded, so if we can hang on to pucks, we certainly saw that last time in there against them. And some of our pre-scouts, we've seen it against Montreal. They give up, I think it was 5 goals. So we know they're susceptible there. Where they're very good is in the offensive zone. Panarin gets wheeling around. He hits seams. Fox and D'Angelo is right. D. Trouba, they're all on the move. So our wingers have to be a little more on their head in a swivel, on their toes in terms of what's happening with them. It's not your standard low to high pounded at the net. They'll be moving around. They'll be shooting it through seams and getting it into the slot. So we've got to make sure we're tight there.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Rangers are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.